All right. When all of your clothes get dirty, you say, well, it's about time to...
wash. This is wash day.
On Monday, you usually do the...
laundry.
All right. And if you do one part, if you separate it, as they used to do in the country, on Monday, the part you do would be the...
white clothes.
Well, if you say you... when you do the laundry, mm-hmm. it consists of doing the...
family wearing clothes and the bed clothes.
Right. Really what I'm driving at is the two things that you do to the clothes. You
wash and iron.
Right.
Wash and iron.
Monday was usually the day that you did the...
washing.
And then Tuesday
you do the ironing.
That's right. Is ironing the same thing as pressing?
There's a difference in the... pressing, you just apply heat to the unstarched clothes, but ironing is where you've got to really use your starch, wipe your clothes. It requires a little stiffening.
Mm,
I call it different.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there something that you used a long time ago? Maybe, you know, now we have the iron that plugs in the wall. Was there something that you used to use that had to be heated with the
fireplace? We used to iron, one of the types of ironing was on the stove. One was in the fireplace, and the other one is on the furnace.
Oh, this is where you heated
the... irons to iron.
My goodness, did you have three irons going at once? Or was this just different places?
See, you put the three irons, the four irons, to these places. And see, you always had a hot iron.
I
mm-hmm.
see. And so to keep going, you had to have three irons.
Yeah,
you
had three or four irons to keep going.
I see. How could you tell the heat when the heat was right?
Well, we always just tap it to see. A little moisture. With your finger, tap it to see if it's hot enough.
And if it hissed, it was...
if it hit pretty good, it's hot enough. And then you may test it on a piece, on the, you have a cloth or something on the end of your bowl that you would kind of rub that iron on to see if it's too hot.
I see. Mm-hmm. Kind of testing.
Yeah,
testing there. When you did the washing in the old days, was it done... I'm sure you didn't have a washing machine.
No, we had most of us had two tubs, but really there were three tubs. You would have one rubbing bowl tub here, and the next rub, and then the rinse.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear something that you beat the clothes against?
I've heard them speak of it, but I've never actually been where it's done.
You used the
bowl? We used the rub bowl.
I see. To come inside a house, to come up on the porch, you climb the...
steps.
All right, now to go to the second floor of this building...
stairway.
All right. Would it always be the steps if they're outside and the stairway if it's inside? Mm-hmm.
That's my idea.
All right. The part of the house that extends out in the front, that's under the roof but is not enclosed, is the...
porch.
Right. Would you call this anything different if it were in the back?
It would be the back porch.
Right.
You have the front porch and the back porch, or the rear porch and the front porch.
All right. Now, is a porch always as I described it, with the roof extending out and being open?
In some cases, you have it screened in, and it will become the screen porch.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you had just a very small area in front of your door. Very small, perhaps a concrete area. Would this be a porch too? Where maybe there wasn't room enough to sit, but just room enough.
Well, I think the term is called, it wouldn't be a vestibule. It's a stoop or something like that. I hear the term is applied.
That's the way you would think of a stoop as being small.
Small area, just some step up off the ground, probably.
Right, not, and a porch when you could sit on. Have furniture on it. All right.
Is that your idea? Thinking of it?